Good morning, everyone. And welcome to our Harvest Festival service this morning. That's a welcome whether you are physically here or whether you are joining us on Zoom. And a special welcome for anybody who might be here for the first time. Firstly, I'd like to say a big thank you to those that were involved in decorating the church. I know a number of people here on Friday morning, so a special word of thanks for them for the preparation of the harvest gifts and things that you see at the front. Just a couple of two or three quick reminders. Firstly, we do have a meeting after service this morning. It is specifically a Methodist meeting, but all Baptists are welcome to join us to talk about the team meetings that are going to take place to replace the church council. And then a reminder of the away day, which is coming up soon. If you haven't signed the list that's through in the porch yet and you intend to be with us, please do so either today or at the very latest next Sunday morning. And then finally, a thank you to everybody that supported the Macmillan Coffee Morning that was held at our house back on September the 15th. A total of £260 was raised for that event, and that has now been forwarded to Macmillan. So thanks for that. And also a thank you to the local resource worship team for their preparation and planning for the leading our service this morning. So without further ado, I hand over to Mary, I think, who's starting the service.
That's me. Welcome to worship. Our call to worship this morning is slightly different. It's two short Bible passages, and Janet and Bob are going to bring those to us.
Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease.
Psalm 65, verses 9 to 13. You show your care for the land by sending rain. You make it rich and fertile. You fill the streams with water. You provide the earth with crops. This is how you do it. You send abundant rain on the ploughed fields and soak them with water. You soften the soil with showers and cause the young plants to grow. What a rich harvest your goodness provides. Wherever you go, there is plenty. The pastures are filled with flocks. The hillsides are full of joy. The fields are covered with sheep. The valleys are full of wheat. Everything shouts and sings for joy.
It is lovely to see all you young people here. It's a joy to have you with us in church. And when you leave us, have a lovely session upstairs. Our opening hymn is number 126, Praise God for the Service. Sorry, Praise God for the Harvest.
Praise God for the harvest of orchard and field. Praise God for the people who gather their yield. Of science, the power of machine. Praise God for the harvest that comes from afar, from market and harbour, the sea and the shore, fruits packed and transported, and gathered and grown, by God-given neighbours unseen.
Thank you.
is fought for the harvest that's quarried and mined. They can sift it and smelt it, or shake it and refine. For oil and for fire, for copper and coal. Praise God, who in love has provided them all. Praise God for the harvest of science and skill.
Anybody have any thing that they would like to say, call out? Sorry? Bringing in the food. Yeah. I grew up by the sea, and so the harvest of the sea was celebrated as well. Tend not to do that so far inland. Yeah. And I wonder what images come to your mind. Plenty, plenty of food, plenty of wheat in the fields come to my mind. All of this that is on display, and which will be added to later, is the fruit of the harvest. For most of us, the fruit of the harvest, the labour, is of other people. Once most people were involved with the land, today fewer than 2% of people work in agriculture in Britain. But as we all need food, we still give thanks for the harvest. Now we're going to do something called the harvest shuffle. And for this, I need 7 people. Now I had got 7 people assigned, but unfortunately 2 were unable to make it this morning. So I'm looking for 2 volunteers. Oh, look, loads. Yeah? Well, let's have those 2 young people, the young gentleman there and the young lady there, and the people who have already got letters. There you go. I'll explain it, okay? You've got the letter S. Now, hopefully, you've lined yourself up with the letters facing the congregation and you have spelled out the word harvest. There is potential for chaos here. I'm going to read and you have been given clues on the back of your letter that you have got to begin to form other words from the word harvest. And we begin with our harvest. Because of our harvest, we have food to eat, so the house can step back. And the eats can step forward. No, in the middle. Right, don't step back, you three. We have, no, don't. We have food to eat for our tea. and all our other meals, from East to West. Over all the earth, they're getting better. People's harvests. Come at different times of the year. Unfortunately, harvests are not always good. Sometimes they fail. Maybe too much heat. Or too many tares. Tares are weeds. I think we've got the S in the wrong place. Oh no. Oh yes, sorry, my mistake. An old word for weeds. When this happens, it ends in tears. And people can even starve. Some people eat more than they need, while others do not have enough to eat. There is a word that can help us with this. I wonder if you can work out what it is from those letters.
Share.
Share. Yes. This is one way in which we can celebrate the harvest. Can we have share? By sharing what we have, which may be more than we need, with our neighbours and those in real need. How might we do this? Any ideas? We've finished with the words, so you can relax. Well done. Any ideas of how we can share? Yes? Food banks?
Hope Centre, yes.
How many people here have got a vegetable patch or an allotment? Do you produce too much? So it's early days. Yeah. I've met people with allotments, friends, who come and say, we've got 1 million runner beans. Would you like some? Or our neighbour with a greenhouse who says, when they go on holiday, have all the tomatoes, which is lovely, but I don't like them. Yes, Julie? Sorry, say that again. Have you? Your own vegetable plot. Lovely. Lovely. So there are ways that we can share. And we might not grow vegetables or have an apple tree and fruit, but we can also share by putting things in the trolleys at the supermarkets that are there for the Hope Centre and for the food bank. We're going to now have an edition of Gardener's Question Time.
Good morning, everyone. Our special Gardener's Question Time comes to you this morning from Kingsthorpe Baptist Church in Northampton. And on our panel today, we have Dawn. Give Dawn a round of applause, please. And we have Richard. And we have Roger. take our first question.
I've had a really great growing year. My question is, what should I do with all the surplus I've got?
What a wonderful predicament to be in. You're very lucky. Well, obviously, there's pickling, salting, drying, canning, bottling, and of course, stuffing yourself, silly. Friends and neighbours can be quite helpful in this last one.
You could build bigger storerooms, then perhaps you could keep some of it.
Of course, if your surplus is perishable, you won't be able to keep it anyway in the long term. Perhaps you could think of ways it could be used by other people.
Well, thank you, panel. That's all we've got time for today, and a very suitable thought on which to end today's Gardener's Question Time. What should we do with our surplus? Thank you to all our panellists and our questioner, and the Northampton HQ, that is Horticultural Questioners. Good day to you all. Thank you. And now, if anyone does have, we've got a lovely display here and things already donated and bought up, but if anyone's got any, I can see the children have all got something. If you've got something, if you would like to bring it up to the table here. Thank you.
And now we have a prayer of thanksgiving. Lord, creator of all that is, who gives life and all that nourishes life to his people, we give you thanks for the beautiful country we live in, for its rivers and streams, for clean water to drink without thought or fear. We give you thanks for our food, fruit of the land and of human hands, brought to us in all seasons, so much more than daily bread, for green fields, woodland acres, changing skies, and all the varied beauty of this world, for the harvest of all that you have made, we give now our praise and thanksgiving. Amen. Now I know that you're going to leave us. At which point are you going to leave us? Now. So let's just say a quick prayer for the children. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the young people who are here this morning. It is a joy to have them in worship with us. And as they leave us, we pray that you will bless them as they learn more about you. And bless their leaders too. We ask in your name. Amen. We're going to sing again. We're going to sing 125, Praise and Thanksgiving.
And now, Bob and Mary are going to... Janet and Bob are going to come forward and read two more verses for us.
Peter chapter 4 verse 10. God has shown you his grace in many different ways. So be good servants and use whatever gift he has given you in a way that will best serve each other.
Luke chapter 10 verse 2. Jesus told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field."
Thank you. Harvest is not just the gathering of food for the people. It is all that is gathered and given and offered to God. So the church is God's harvest. Its people are the harvest. You and me are the harvest. If you have never thought of yourself that way, now is the time to start. The harvest is not just what you do, it's what you are when that is given to God. And I invite you just for a moment to consider your gifts and talents. Is anyone willing to say a gift or a talent that they have?
I can cook cakes.
You can bake cakes? Lovely.
I can tell stories.
Indeed you can. Lois can tell stories.
I can write poetry.
Yes, Viola can write poetry. If modesty forbids you others, then perhaps you could consider the gift or talent of someone else here today, or maybe not here today, and share this with them and with us. So can anybody think of someone else known to us, maybe here today or not, that has a Julie? Paul? What gift or talent?
Technology.
Good one, yes. Yeah. Lucy, where are you? Lightning?
I'm excellent. Paul is the most excellent man I've ever met.
They're well, praise indeed, Paul. Shucks. A great with technology.
Yes.
Lucy's saying how patient and good a teacher he is. Thank you, Lucy. Mary,
I would say Barbara Freeman. She's not here today, she's very modest, but she does so much with flowers and decorating. Very, very artistic.
Yes, we've only got to look around us. And I know there was a team, but Barbara Ingram has been named and praised as for her artistic creativity.
Hospitality.
Pardon?
Hospitality.
Is this you? Your talent is hospitality. Thank you. Well done. Yeah, important. Julie. Is this you? You create cards. Really? Ah, I look forward to seeing some of those. Do you sell them at fates? Oh, you make them, create them and send them. Wow, thank you. What? Oh, Mary again. Oh, I'll come back to you, Lucy. Bella Dean, because she's supportive. Yes, not everybody can do that. I know what you mean, Lucy. Very supportive, very helpful, very thoughtful. Mary.
Janet Clark, who's another modest, very modest person, but her music is
Yes, Janet, our organist. Very modest lady. Very modest, but we're naming and praising. All the Zooming, yes, from Adrian and Stephanie. Yes, that's the real skill and talent I couldn't do. And I've got one, actually, Kathleen Rollings. You have the gift of flower arranging, and we thank you for it. So I'm now going to share with you a short personal experience. Many years ago, at our old Methodist church, we had a Share Jesus mission. This involved a team of Christians that we didn't know, but who had expertise in helping churches to move forward by working with the host church, Kingsthorpe Methodist, and helping us to recognise our gifts and talents. I think they stayed with us for a week or so. At one of the meetings, the mission team leader identified me as a leader. I genuinely believed he had the wrong person. I had never seen myself in that light. He went on to affirm that I had leadership skills, and he prayed with me. He saw in me talents that I had never seen in myself. And over the years since then, I've taken on roles of leadership in the church in various ways as a direct result of that encounter. Like me, it could be that some of us are unaware of a gift we have, and being told about it could change our lives and the life of this church family. It could be that someone recognising our gift serves as affirmation and encourages us to keep using that gift to God's glory and in his service. Thank you for naming and praising, either for yourself or for other people. These are the gifts and talents that we each can bring to God as part of the people that we are. They are even more important than the harvest gifts we brought today. Oops, sorry. And now you're going to hear about the parable of the talents, but told in a way that you may never have witnessed before. So if we could have our thespians, please. Once upon a time, there was a really important man. He was so important, he was known as R.I.M. for short. Behind his back, of course. He had to go away on a trip, and he called three of his subordinates to him.
Ah, good. There you are. I have to go away to manage my affairs elsewhere, so I'm leaving each of you in charge of one section of my affairs here. I'd like you to manage the revenues from my land and property. I'd like you to look after my investments. Oh. Close up. You can see what you can do with my spare cash. A chance to see what you're each made of, eh? Well, goodbye. I shall expect great things of you. Not sure when I'll be back.
Carry on, this could take some time.
Well, I think that in today's world, leisure and entertainment is a good place to make money grow. People always want to escape from their drab little lives. It's like magic. You put it in, you say the right words, and hey presto, I wonder what might come out. So, we are going to do a little bit of magic today. So I have my coins here. I have my magic top hat that has a magic scarf that's going to help my trick. But first of all, we need those special words that we say when we do something magic. So what might they be? Abracadabra. Anything else? And what's the rest of it, Richard? Yes. And
I was always told the magic word was please.
Please is very important. Yes, yes. Anything else? Focus, focus. Anything else? No? Okay. Right, here goes. I hope this works. And you know, I've always wanted to do a magic trick. Anyway, we have my little bag of coins, and I'm going to put it into my small top hat, like so. And we're going to say the magic word. So first of all, Izzy Wizzy, let's get busy. Abracadabra, hocus pocus. Please, please, please. Woo! And here comes the magic. I can feel it. I can feel it coming. Ooh, hey presto, let's see what we have with the help of my magic scarf. My goodness, loads, loads, it's full. Oh my, yes, you can see I've got a real talent for this. The RIM is going to be so impressed with me.
I think people always need to eat. So I'll set up a food store, a special emporium dedicated to high quality, labour saving, delicious meals. And a restaurant if you want to eat in. And takeaway meals as well. Through in food concepts. In fact, I'll call it RIM. What could that stand for? Anybody got any ideas?
Ready.
Yep, could be.
Rancid indigestible look.
No, don't think so. Well, what about really incredible meals? This is so exciting. And it could be rapidly increasing money. Yeah. In they go. Okay, let's have a look.
Yeah!
Whoa, look at this. Whoa! We're in the money here. Yeah!
Now that was a pity. Time passed. R.I.M. came back from his travels and called his subordinates to him.
Now's the time to see what you're made of. And what you've made of my money. How have you got on?
Well, I diversified into entertainment, sir. And here is the result.
Excellent. Well done. I'm impressed. You are a talented person.
I am.
Oh, well, I expanded into food retail, sir. And look, this is the result.
You've done very well. Talents like yours should be encouraged.
Not bad. I was afraid going wrong. I didn't feel very sure about what to do with the money, so I hid it inside.
What do you mean, hid it inside?
Inside my tummy.
Well, what good will that do? To me? To you? To anyone?
They were very tasty.
Now, how do you think this story should end? What should happen to the third servant? Anybody? Okay, so
thank you.
Encourage her to use her gifts more wisely. Okay. Well, when you came in this morning, I hope you were given a red and a green card. If you weren't, don't worry, you're still involved. If you think basically that she has had a chance, she's blown it, she's let down her employer, she should be fired.
Ooh.
Can you hold up your red card now? Or if you haven't got a red card, put your hand straight up in the air. Now, if you think that she should be encouraged, as somebody has already suggested, to learn to be braver and use her abilities better, hold up your green card now, please. Now, I can already see that that is more than 10. Thank you. You put your hands down and your green cards. So, green wins.
That's a shame.
No, it's not.
I wanted to see what happened. Yeah, no employee might should be kept on if she's going to eat all the profits. Like she's, what's she made of? Chocolate, apparently. You're about as useful as a Mars bar in a hot oven.
Oh,
anyway, this lot are far too generous to you, and I suppose I really wanted to see if you could serve me, even when I wasn't standing over you. You see, I didn't give you talents just to see you keep them all inside and hide them away. They are meant to grow. grow. They are meant to be used. They are meant to be shared. In fact, they only grow when you do share them. So I think we need to work together this time and try sharing. Yes?
Yeah.
Come on then.
And I bet those of you that chose green are pleased you did now.
Ooh. That's it, money.
And while everybody's busy sharing the chocolates, I'll carry on. I didn't give you talents just to see you keep them all inside and hide them away.
They've had their fun.
They're meant to grow. They're meant to be used. They're meant to be shared. In fact, they only grow when you do share them. Can we just reflect in silence for a moment on those words? Let's pray. Here is my life, Lord.
That showed initiative.
The work I do for others.
It's up to you.
For my employer. For my family, friends, community. This work comes in different shapes and forms. Sometimes a joy, sometimes a struggle. I bring it to you, Lord. Here is my life, Lord, the time I spend on myself, the blessing of rest and relaxation, the enjoyment of leisure, all the times I'm bored. They're yours as well. Here is my life, Lord, the different thoughts and words and actions of each day, the mistakes and choices and hopes, the doubts and fears and misplaced certainties, the love and laughter and all the messy aspects of my flawed humanity brought before you as an offering. Amen. Now we're going to sing again. Lord, you call us to your service. we've looked at the gift of harvest, and we've looked at the harvest of gifts. But what happens when greed replaces gifts? Janet and Bob are going to read to us again.
Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.
1 Timothy, verse 6. Chapter 6, verses 9 to 10a. Those who want to get rich fall into temptation and are trapped into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction.
For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Even when we celebrate harvest, we can't and we shouldn't forget how far the world has fallen from the gift and grace of God. I don't want to blind you with statistics, but 30% of the world's population own or use 70% of its resources. And we, of course, are in that 30%. While many people would like to see justice better served, few of us really want to risk giving up our lifestyle to make that happen. One way or another, we are all complicit in the inequalities of the world. Often, our responses today create the problems that we encounter tomorrow. And there are endless examples of this. 10% of the world's population accounts for 48% of carbon emissions linked to the use of fossil fuels. 50% of the population account for only 12% of carbon emissions. And as we know, the use of fossil fuels is the main cause of the human contribution to climate change. We, the developed world, are overwhelmingly the source of this. But it's the poorer nations who are suffering disproportionately as the sea levels rise, as weather becomes more extreme and unpredictable. And are we, in that richer part of the world, prepared to cut back in our use in order to improve the lives of the poor, or of the whole world, as it will? Maybe we're cutting back this year, but that's because we are suffering as well, not to help others. By the middle of last year, there were over 27 million refugees worldwide. Half of those are under the age of 18. And they're fleeing violence of various kinds. Now, ignore what the media tells you. 72% of refugees find shelter and refuge in neighbouring countries. Most of them are low-income countries, so you can imagine the strain it puts on them. Nearly 20%, that's one in five, of Lebanon's population are refugees. Over 1.5 million people. And meanwhile, richer countries are doing all they can to avoid taking refugees in. That's despite the Geneva Convention to which they've signed up.
The UK's current record is shameful. We've got 136,000 refugees, 0.2% of our population. Lebanon has 1.5 million, 20%. We need to remind ourselves of Jesus' words, "Whatever you did not do for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did not do for me." Why are we so reluctant to help desperate people? The richest 10% of the world's population snap up 52% of all income and own 76% of all wealth. The poorest half get 8.5% and own only 2% of all wealth. In our own country, the UK wealth gap between the rich and the poor is the highest on record, and it's going to get higher. We are second only to the United States in the size of that wealth gap in advanced economies. Things like building up savings and becoming a homeowner are increasingly out of reach for those who aren't already wealthy. And the current cost of living crisis is exposing families who have no financial buffer to cope with rising cost pressures. The near future, even for the UK, looks grim for many people as they slide further into poverty. What can we do to help? As we bring that to God in prayer, there is a response. Make us more like Christ. We pray for our hurting world. For all the times when fear means nothing is done. Make us more like Christ. When greed means lives are held cheap, make us more like Christ. When simple answers are chosen over complicated truth, make us more like Christ. We pray for our church, in our worship, our faith and our love, make us more like Christ. When we think we know best, make us more like Christ. If we are tempted to count the cost, make us more like Christ. We pray for ourselves, deepen in us the desire to be generous with our time, our judgments, our material wealth. Make us more like Christ. Help us to give abundantly. Make us more like Christ, so that Jesus may be seen and we become more like Christ. Amen. And so we sing for the healing of the nations.
Thank you.
final section is the gift of Christ. So I invite Janet and Bob to come up and do their last readings.
John 3, verse 16. For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift.
So how does all we have explored so far tie in with the core of our Christian faith? In Christ we see God who not only creates the world and provides the harvest, but also enters our life, its joys and its pains, offering himself in service and himself reaping the harvest of our wrongdoing. This is no distant God who washes his hands of us, but one who works with us and redeems us as we turn to him. Christ is the first fruit of the harvest that God has called us to become. So what does that mean for us at this time? As we said at the start of today's service, we are called and challenged to share. To share the good gifts of food which God has provided and for which we thank him today. Times are hard and getting harder for many people in this country and across the world, with many going hungry. Can we increase our sharing? And we're encouraged to share the gifts and talents God has given to every single one of us, no matter how old or able we are. We all have God-given gifts, which we must not waste. Our God needs us all. What can you do? We are encouraged to share in fighting the injustices and the inequalities we see around us. This world has been lent to us by God. We are its stewards, its caretakers, and we are answerable to God for what we are doing to the earth and to God's children. How can we challenge and end the wrong choices we and our leaders so often make? And we are encouraged to share Jesus, God's indescribable gift to us all. If you have accepted and value the gift of Jesus, then you must share him with others. Imagine if everyone across the whole world loved and served Christ. That would be the kingdom of God on earth. And we pray, your kingdom come. What are we doing to spread that kingdom? Daunting challenges, maybe. But let's all pray together in these affirming words from Ephesians. Let us pray. Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. And now we have our last hymn, Here in the Modern City. And now, just before we have the blessing, just a reminder that there is a meeting upstairs talking about the new teams. I'm very keen to hear what that's all about. And we've also got our away day when the two congregations are coming together on the 22nd of October. I know we keep going on about it, but it's a real chance for us to all work together in our community and start to do some more work and get those seeds growing. So thank you to everyone that's taken part in the service today, everyone that's volunteered and not volunteered. So we now have our blessing. The Lord of the harvest hold out arms of love and calls you to share in his work and receive his blessing. May the generous love of Christ dwell in you richly and be with you now and always. Amen.